Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo. We are here today in the Author's Alley, and we are here with a wonderful guest who is another woman just breaking those myths that, you know, mompreneurs and women who work from home or dabbling in business in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are looking for ways to make a difference in our own way. And Jacqueline Pirtle is one of those people. She is a holistic practitioner and the author with a unique passion for mindful happiness. Her best-selling book is 365 Days of Happiness. She helps clients shift into high for life frequency, a unique experience that calls people to their highest potential. She's been featured on NBC's Newsbetter, Women Inspired TV, Authority Magazine. Her article, Are You Happy?, is in print in the Edge magazine. And her professional background is in holistic wellness. She's an international certified Reiki master and so much more. And I want to read you a little excerpt from the back. So Jacqueline is also known as Freaky Healer. And she's been leading life-changing workshops, talks, and private sessions since 2006. And her passion for sprinkling happiness and being high on life shines through in all of her work as an energy healer and mindfulness teacher. She was born in Switzerland, but has lived everywhere. She now makes her home in the U.S. with her wonderful husband, amazing kids, and sweet cats. And I love that she can often be found having a chat with a fallen leaf or indulging in a cupcake at her favorite bakery. And it's so fun because the cover of 365 Days to Happiness is this big cupcake, which makes me smile because that was what my grandson had for his first birthday. And boy, did he meal that cupcake. So without further ado, Jacqueline, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, Dori. Thank you for this amazing introduction. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
I am too. So I'm going to ask you, let's just jump right into it. You know, with this 365 Days of Happiness book, what is happiness to you?
Well, happiness is really something I am. And I believe that everyone is that. You know, it's our inner being is a well-being being. It's a joyful being and it's a happy being. To me, happiness is something that I am and not something that I do. And sometimes people say to me, oh, it's just so hard and exhausting to be happy, Jacqueline. And I said, that's because you're doing it. You're like doing it like a chore, like you've got to go clean your big, big house, right? It makes you tired. It's exhausting. You might not like it, you know. However, it's not a chore. It's something that you are. You are this walking, happiness, energetic being that is just there. So it's yours. Like you would, for instance, you would never get up in the morning and say, oh, where's my physical body? You are a physical body in this physical life besides being, you know, other parts on the energetic side of who you are. And it's the same with happiness. You know, you never have to say, oh, where is my happiness? It's you. You are happiness and happiness is you. It's like the best package deal ever because wherever you are, your happiness is there too. And that is really what happiness is to me. And that's why it works so well.
Well, and I'm going to, you know, as I choose joy all the time, but I have people who will ask me all the time, but what even, why even be happy? Why? You know?
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's a question. Why even put the effort in it? Well, honestly, it's for me and also for my clients and for my work, I see this all the time, is that when you are happy, things just go right for you. And when you're happy, you are vibrating in a higher frequency in your life. It's just a very well-being frequency. And that's where everything sits that you've ever even wished for or wanted to. Everyone wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to be more abundant. Everyone wants to have a joyous life and a rich life and a vivid life. Well, that all these components are in a frequency of well-being, of being happy. And that's why being happy is a really important fact in living a very wonderful, fulfilled life. And that's really why you want to be happy, or why I want to be happy, you know. It just feels really good. I want to feel good.
Well, I agree, but so... what does anything have to change before you can be happy? I mean, what kind of switch happens? You know, I mean, let's face it, because most people, it is a, you know, something that they have to learn to love about themselves in being happy. So what needs to change?
In reality, and that's the beauty of it all, nothing has to change. However, it's with the understanding that you are happiness and happiness is you. So when you understand that that's who you are, you don't have to go create it. You don't have to search for it. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be you and tune into you and realize that you are happiness. And when you think about that, you're in a being, nothing has to change. You have to just tune into it. And when you think about it, that nothing has to change, it really doesn't matter what circumstances there are in life or what is going on in your life around you right now. As long as you tune into the happiness that you already are and carry that with, you know, with graciousness and with wonder and with just absolute knowing that that is who you are, because that feels amazing, then it doesn't matter what's going on in the outside. And since we are all energies and we live in an energetic universe and that's constantly vibrating, it also is that when you connect with who you really are, that is then what you create on the outside of you. You know, like if you think about, like when you get up really happy and dandy and you're like really like, wow, this is the best day ever. And you see literally your day unfold in front of you just magically and wonderful. It's like a carpet rolling out and it's just all beautiful and colorful and clean and it's wonderful. And if anything happens outside of you that is maybe not the way that you kind of wanted, expected, or anything, you actually can brush it off and say, hey, I'm on my happy carpet, right? Versus if you get up and you're thinking like, oh gosh, no, I don't want to get up and this day stinks already, whatnot, you're going to stub your toe, you're going to be cut off by the car, you know, on the road, and then you spill your coffee, and all these things unfold to you. So that is why nothing has to change in your circumstances, you know. Everything, actually the whole spotlight of how to really be your happiness is to put the spotlight inside of you. And there it's always energetically, spiritually, it's always well-being and always really feeling good.
See, I love that. And again, you know, people laugh at me. You know, I think people laugh. People laugh. You know, I'm always saying the wonderful waiting, because, you know, it's always waking up knowing something wonderful is going to happen. My goal in life is just to make today's always my favorite day. I woke up, you know, and after that, all the rest, I just let it unfold. You can plan whatever you're going to plan, but the rest of life unfolds and it's just meeting it. Mm-hmm. With, you know, I love that you said with the, you know, graciousness and wonder of it all.
Yeah.
So where do you start? You know, where do you start with being happy?
Well, the best start is to just really take a moment, sit down, and go into silence inside of you and really acknowledge and see feel and just accept this too and love and think that you are happiness. You are happiness. Your breath is happiness. You know, like your breathing is so beautiful, making this life possible. Your blood pumping through your veins, you know, so much power and so much aliveness in that. It's wonderful. And to really tune into that, you know, your eyes that see all this beauty, your ears, your nose, your tasting, you know, but everything is just so wonderfully already ready for you to experience this physical existence here as a very well-being, happy and feeling good experience. And that is really the first and foremost, is to sit down, close your eyes, and just tune into all of that graciousness that you already are and that you always are. And then realize that wherever you go, it's right there with you. You can always tune in, tap in, you know. And then, of course, it's like the next step that I would consider very strongly is to make a commitment. You know, to make a commitment, and I do that all the time, and you do that when you say, I just, you know, I feel like my today is always the best day ever. That's a commitment. It's like I commit to feeling good. I commit to make this my priority. Nothing else matters more anymore than me feeling amazing. And then to go practice, you know, it's like every artful way of living or art or anything really, it's a practice. You go out, practice. When you taste your coffee in the morning, practice really feeling it, that well-being, how happy it makes you. And then, you know, with your water, chit-chat with your water and feel the refreshing and the renewal that comes into your body. And then hear the bird. And so really just practice, you know, more and more and more. And that what then happens is you're going to feel so good and you're going to so love it that you're growing a passion for it, right? My passion is to feel good. And you know what? Who does not love to do, to put all your effort into your passion? It's amazing. And what then happens is there's just no other way to be than that, because you're just so really in love with feeling good and with who you are when you feel good, right? And how your health is when you feel good, how your abundance is when you feel good. Things are just going to spring, and you're the creator of your life. So things are just going to spring in front of you that are meant for you because of the frequency of well-being that you're actually committed, practice, and have a passion for, and then actually go out there and be and live it, you know?
You know what? On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to thank our sponsors and hear from them. But Jacqueline, when we come back, I actually am going to want to talk about the book. Let's get into the book more, but I also want to find out why you're called Freaky Healer. So we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans.
Take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Jacqueline Pirtle. We are talking about 365 days of happiness. And I just love you saying that you are happiness and happiness is you. And so I just think it's such a great concept, the 365 days of happiness. And I'm curious, why do you call it a whole support system?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, in this
like,
step-by-step guide.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole system to me. And I wanted that to be like that, because to me, it's like, it's important that people have like a system that they can kind of practice, and it holds them and supports them and guides them. And then the system really is, contains the book, you know, which is a paperback or Kindle, which you read every day, a little passage, does not take long time to really shift you into your high for life frequency. And then you can go out there and practice this all day. And every day you do that, which means over a year, it just adds up, you know. And the best is to read it in the morning, you know, to set the tone for your day, right? Now, we also created an app for it, which the book you just read whenever, right? You can have it next to your book, next to your bed, and read in the morning or at night. Also have people that are having it with them for lunch during work time, right? So when they have a low or they feel like, ooh, I can't shift back to feeling good, well, they just open a book wherever it opens, because you're always going to open the page that you're supposed to read. And then they use it that way. And the app comes in more as a reminder thing. So you get really one page a day. And it just kind of like reminds you to read that one page a day. You can put it on bookmark, whatnot. So it's for people to really kind of keep track and hold them accountable for too. And then there comes also a self-study program. I put a small program together that is really simple, and it's the backbone of the book that kind of supports it. And it's short videos with worksheets that you can do on your own pace at home. And it just explains the whole concept a little bit more. And every time you read a page again, or you watch a video again, you're going to be in a more expanded, more grown level for yourself. So every time you read something again, it means something different for you. It's like a layer on an onion, right? It's layer by layer. You just let go of things. And that is why the whole system is really there, because you practice this now, and then next year you can just start it again, because it will mean something completely different for you, because you're in a different spot in your life. And of course, then I come in, you know, through personal support with my monthly programs and sessions. So it really is, it's really, really dear to my heart to show everyone, that you can feel good right now, wherever you're at right now, and you have a support system by many, many different ways in how you can learn. And you can do it on your own, because I love studying on my own. And I, you know, for yourself at home with your kids, with your husband, things will just change for you, because you're not left alone. You're not alone. You're never alone. You're always supported with a whole system.
I love that you have a whole support system created into this. So you have to tell us, why are you known as Freaky Healer, which I love, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, Dory, I still love this name. I mean, this came in like 2006, 2005, when I thought I've been doing my work forever. And then in 2006, I thought, okay, I'm going to do this professionally, because it really helps people. It makes me happy. It's wonderful. And it's dear to my heart. And so I, you know, and I do all of my business, all of my personal life, all of everything. Always I go inside and I see what comes and what I'm guided to do, to call, to whatnot. That's how the book started to exist, right? It was that inspiration that wouldn't let me go anymore. And that's with Freaky Healer the same. I said, okay, I'm going to do this professionally. Wonderful. I'm excited. What's the name? And then this is the name that came up. And I'm like, really? And then that's what I've been using all along. And the wonderful part of it is it really kind of shows my energy and my work, because it's a little on the freaky side in the way that it's not your normal thing, because you can also, when you read the book, you see that there are things in there day to day that are not by the norm. It's not like go buy yourself something or go taste this, or no, it's about daily life and how you feel, lots of imaginations, chit chat with everything and realize that everything is energy. So it is a little bit on the freakier side. And also something that I realized is when people say, so you're a freaky healer, they're already wondering. They're already, the name itself shifts them to where they should be, could be, can be, want to be, so they can actually get the most and the bestest out of my work, out of my book and whatnot, because they smile. They're like, freaky healer, really? And then they pick up my book, or then they start working with me. Well, they're already open. Their heart is open. They're smiling, and they think, that's really cool. And it's actually really magical what this name actually does for me, and I still love it to this day.
I think it's a great name. So I have to ask, what have you found that 365 Days of Happiness is doing for the readers? You know, how have they been using it and applying it?
Right. I mean, originally I thought it's a great book that you can read in the morning to set the tone first thing you wake up. However, I heard, and a lot of people are doing it that way, however, I heard that people, like I said, take it during the day and they just open it up whenever they need to, whenever they feel like it. Then I have people that are reading it to children, with their children, to their children, people that are reading it with their husbands. And I also, I'm hearing a lot back now, because the book is out since a year now, and it's done a lot of wonderful things all around the world. So it helps people, for instance, that are not so reachable on a conscious level anymore, for people to reach them subconsciously. So in like a hospice centers, for instance, the book is used to read to people when they transition, or for instance, for autistic people, that are subconsciously not so reachable, or when they get angry, I have people, they give the book or read the book to these people. And what happens is like their anger subsides, for instance. I have moms that read it, and then what happens for them is that they just get a better understanding and a closeness to themselves, which means they have a much more open heart and understanding and a much more powerful way of communicating with their children, for instance, or like couples, you know, that are having a hard time with each other, whatnot. They're reading it and it brings them actually together. And I also have people that are reporting back, like they're reading it when they lost a loved one. It helps them really to stay, even with feeling the grief, to stay on a feel good, happy side and positive side in their own life. And it just makes things very, very nice. And on the contrary, I have business owners, they have it as a staff copy, and they ask their employees before they start working and dealing with clients to read a page, because what it does, it shifts them in a better feeling mood, and then the business, you know, goes up. And so it's really very widespread. I would say anybody that is looking to feel a little better, to find the way to their inner being, to hear themselves better, to be happier, even happy people that just want to kind of like some days is maybe not so happy, that's a normal thing, and to really just pick them up, this system, this book is for you, and it will shift whatever it is right for you, where you are at in your place, because it opens your heart wherever you're at.
I love how enthusiastically your belief in what you are doing is. It's such a passion, and it's a wonderful passion to have. It really is, Jacqueline. I applaud you. You know what? In everything in this world that we are dealing with, to have somebody who's committed to just helping people find their happy, it's not just. You know, in finding that happy within yourself, it leads to so many things in your life. And I really do. I completely applaud what you were doing, because I don't know about you, but don't you think you can change the world when you're happy?
Oh, absolutely. Because when you feel the best you that you can be. And you're just like, you know, you're just, sometimes you're content happy, sometimes you're dancing happy, sometimes you're adventurous happy, sometimes you're, you know, crying and cleansing happy. It doesn't really matter. But if you feel the best you, to me, happiness is like the rooftop of all well-being, of all well, you know, it's like, you know, if you cry and you feel good, that's happiness to me. So, and the thing is like, if you feel that way inside of you, because we're all energy and we're all sharing everything with each other, all the energies, that means you will spread and shift anyone and everything that is around you in your awareness if they're open to shift with you. And if they're not ready to shift, then at least they see the contrast for them to say, wait a minute, I'm here, they're all the way over there, I might want to go too. So you open doors and hearts for others too. And you know, since we're all connected, if you're happy, somebody in Africa will feel that, you know, and there's no difference in distance really with this energy. So yes, you actually change the world if you look inside of you and you are your happiness, and then go out there and be and live it, right? Yes, I do believe that, and I know that.
Well, and on that note, thank you, Jacqueline, for coming to us today on Word of Mom Radio in our author's alley to share the 365 days of happiness, because happiness is a piece of cake. And Jacqueline, please let our listeners know where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me at freakyhealer.com and then on all social media with through at freakyhealer. So Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and Facebook. It's all Freaky Healer, that's me.
Again, Jacqueline, thank you so much for being here today and sharing with us. I look forward to, you know, every day a little piece of happiness with you, because I really love what you're doing, and I agree that you can finish it and go right back to the beginning, because every day that happy, if I read the same passage every single day, it's going to mean a different thing to me each day, because each day is its own day. So thank you so much for being here and sharing your joy. For all of us here at Word of Mom Radio, we thank you for tuning in. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass, She Is You. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is strong.
She is strong.